little girl.
I'm really glad you were able to share this with us, because it's a topic that doesn't get a lot of conversation, and it's good to get a little insight into how it all works. I have another question, and I don't know if you know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. When court reporters use their language to take down testimony or a deposition, do you know if any of the contractions or simplification ways they have mimic Braille at all? Certainly it's not something you can feel with texture, but I've often wondered that.
I don't really know that. I have a friend who is blind, who was a trained court stenographer, whom I could ask, but it is a system of shorthand. But I would probably, I don't know, they may have some similar short forms, like in Braille, CD is could, and the letters like A, well, B is but, C is can, D is do, E is every, and they may have something similar to that. But then there are some signs that, like, dot 5W is work, so there probably isn't anything like that, but they may do a WRK or something. They might outline and leave out the vowels like the Hebrew alphabet or the Hebrew does. You know, I don't know really, I don't know for sure. All I know that contracted Braille has 589, different contractions, short forms, and things that you learn. And there's a big controversy because that's the English Braille edition, and we're now integrating something called UEB, which is Universal English Braille, and it tries to mimic things for the computer so that the decimal point and the period are the same mark, which they never used to be, and different things like that. And UEB became the law of the land in the United States in 2016, and there's still several of us that are struggling with that, because we were taught the old English Braille contracted system, and I don't like UEB, but I see why it's needed.
I did just find a short article, and the two court reporting and Braille are fundamentally different communication systems. You can translate, if you will, or somebody could use Braille for court reporting or take the notes created from a court reporting system and turn them into Braille. But they are very different fundamentally in how they work. But it's interesting to learn about different ways to communicate. Well, Carla,
I misspoke something. I taught myself grade 3 Braille. That's a real highly contracted. That's the 589 system. I'm sorry, but I misquoted myself. But I got all the way through college for 3 years of high school that I was mainstreamed with this grade 3 Braille, because that was way before Braille displays and note takers. So, So I'm glad you looked that up.
Yeah, thank you for sharing it with us too. It was an absolutely great thing to feature, especially on the day before World Braille Day. So thanks, Carla.
Yes. Well, thank you, and you get my weekend off to a good start.
Happy New Year. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Carla's weekend off to a good start this Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio with its links to our player, as well as those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and our unique toll-free dial-to-listen system at 631-359-8728. Saturday Light Brigade with Claire Lynch and Great Day in the Morning. The Sound Hound is coming your way in just a few moments. A lot of people reacting to Carla's discussion about Braille, the conversation we had on this day before World Braille Day. Susie writes that her dad used to get Braille hymns for a blind person at his church. John wrote, I knew Carla was a teacher, but I shouldn't have been surprised that she is such a good one. Referring to your explanation, Carla, of Braille. Thank you once again for sharing all of that information with us.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's 6th Annual Drama Awards takes place at the Hillman Performing Arts Center in Fox Chapel on January 10th. Celebrating the creativity and teamwork of high school students from schools who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
Thank you if you contributed at any time during 2025. We had a very successful 2025 campaign with 221 people, including 43 new donors, contributing $52,339.09. Thank you. Money is still trickling in. If you missed the opportunity to make a contribution, you can phone us at any time, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234, or you can go to slbradio.org/donate.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to welcome the Sound Hound. He has brought along a sound for you to guess today. And I think he's ready to go. Are you ready? Okay, let me first get the sound from him. Got it. And here is the Sound Hound's sound for this week. One more time. Do you have any idea of what that sound is that he brought along? One more time. And if you think you know what it is, I hope you'll get in touch.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Avalon's my hometown, always on my mind. Pretty women in Avalon want me there all the time. I left Avalon this morning about 9:30. Left Avalon this morning. Pretty women in Avalon want me there all the time. When I left Avalon, throwing kisses and waving at me. When I left Avalon this morning, now I'm standing here in a cloud of mystery. New York's a good town. Yeah, it sure doesn't have what I left out of laundry fine. There's just one thing now I can't understand. There's just one thing, man. Many pretty women in Avalon, just one man. Avalon's my hometown, always on my mind. Avalon's my hometown, always on my mind. Pretty women in Avalon want me there all the time. Wake up.
get stronger. The last 2 feet, as I sang this tune of a 12-foot stair in a 10-foot room, but that was there, and it's so, so clear that this is now, and life is here, and I'm on my way to green day, right?
Saturday Light Brigade, L.J. Boot.
And I'm on my way across the hills of morning. On my way across the hills.
The song Hills of Morning, Bruce Cockburn did Avalon, My Hometown, before that. And we have had a lot of guesses on our Soundhound puzzle, but only one or two correct ones. Here is the sound again. And once again. 4-1 200-5975 to take a guess. Lines are open again. It's been very busy this morning. 412-200-5975. Jess in the South Hills thought it might be a deck of cards being sort of flipped through with a little pressure on the side as you go through them. He also thought it might be the sound of a rotary phone. If you think you know it, this is the perfect time to call. I believe we have two correct answers out of about 50 or so guesses so far. Jim, I thought it could be tearing masking tape or saran wrap. And Angie and Mars thinks it could be slurping through a straw. John and Carrick thinks it could be a scotch tape dispenser or a packing tape dispenser. Kathy had a similar guess. She is in Tionesta. Except in this case, it would be removing packing tape from a box. Christopher is in Monroeville and thought that the Soundhound might be slurping through a straw, or at least bringing the sound of doing so. Or maybe screws shaking around in a coffee can. And John and Carrick was the first person to get the correct answer. And immediately after John and Carrick, Tommy in Virginia got it and said he's heard that sound hundreds of times. Super Pudge and Lamartine said it's a wifey poo giving me a kiss. Yeah, I can hear that. Her guess was ripping paper, maybe opening a package. Larry in Elwood City was thinking a pull chain on a light switch or ceiling fan. Stu in McCandless thought it could be slurping soup. Annie, Caden, and Kim are listening together. Caden thinks it could be ripping a piece of paper or taking the top off of a yogurt container. Annie hears peeling packing tape off of a package. Kim, Annie's friend, thinks it could be sharpening something. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. John in Economy Borough also was thinking it was a packing tape dispenser, but it's not that. Otis, listening with Larkin, Drew, and Dad. Or I should say, Otis, Larkin, and Dad. Listening. Otis thinks it's slurping water. Larkin and Dad think that it's a vacuum sealer. (phone rings) 412-200-5975. Only two answers have measured up so far this morning. Zach had a guess of Velcro. Good guess. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights have a guess of tearing gift wrap from a box. Rich in Edinburgh just got the correct answer. Tom in McCandless thinks the sound hound brought the sound of slurping soup or sucking on a straw. Larry and Vanessa thought it could be the sound of a pull chain that rewinds a cuckoo clock. Jeff and Maine thought it could be scissors cutting wrapping paper or lettuce. And we continue to have quite a few answers coming in. Linda in Collier thinks it could be shaking a bag of beans. Richard on the north side, what a great guess, a drive-through banking tube. It does sound like it could be that. Jim in Crafton Heights, I think, has the perfect guess, removing the world's most painful Band-Aid. Kathy has opening a can of nuts. Fred in Crescent has the sound of an adding machine. Larkin thinks it's whipped cream going into her mouth. Rick in Highland Park says, is it scraping ice? Not that. Richard on the north side has a guess of a paper cutter, the guillotine style of paper cutter. Not that. Bob in Washington, you've got the correct answer. And Tom and McCandless, you just got it too. And Patrick has the correct answer as well. And Jess in the South Hills got it. Oh, Gary thought it could be an old-fashioned adding machine with the pull-down lever. Charlie thought the same thing. Brian thought it was the sound of quarters. Jess, you're among the few that figured it out. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hang on, Jess. I need to. There we go. Now everybody can hear you, not just me. Good morning.
Okay.
This one stumped you at the beginning, but you eventually came up with it.
Well, yes, it did stump me at first because I thought it was a deck of cards or a rotary phone. But then what gave it away for me was when you made the comment about it measuring up.
Mm-hmm.
The answers. And I was like, that's a tape measure.
Yes, indeed. Well done. It is indeed. It's the sound of a retractable tape measure.
Yes.
One of my favorite toys as a child, much to the chagrin of my dad, who, you know, that's not meant to be doing that, but, you know, you'd pull it out as far as you could and then go just like this.
Exactly. I think we all played with tape measures when we were kids, especially when you're helping your dad work on a project.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Drew and his whole family thought it sounded like a Christmas present opening up. Mike and Mars got it, the tape measure retracting. And Tommy pointed out that what you really have to listen for is that satisfying snap at the very end.
Yes, at the very end.
So we have Patrick and Tom and Bob in Washington, Rich in Edinburgh, John in Carrick, and Tommy all hearing that along with you, Jess.
It finally came to me.
So did you make it to midnight for New Year's Eve?
No. I was in bed by, I think, 10:30.
Yes, we made it to, I think, 12:04.
Okay.
But we were...
Yell midnight and flip the lights out, off to bed.
Yeah, we, you know, at the Children's Museum, Chad, Ellis, Ricky, and I were here for Countdown to Noon, and I'm kind of liking celebrating New Year's at noon. You know, it's...
Yeah. Well, as we get older, that's like the older person's version of, you know, midnight is noon.
Yeah, we had a good time. Stay up a little later. Well, charge to you. Thank you for representing the correct answer and yourself.
Yeah.
Take care. And congratulations if you got it. The sound of a tape measure being retracted. Sound Hound, thank you for that. And I know we didn't feed you after your after bringing us the sound. So we thank you for that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Yes, indeed, a drink for you. But don't drink too much. You might want to dance to this song. Spanish.
And lead us all to love.
That's Kathy thanking Duck Donald at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a song we probably have been playing since the very first year of SLB, back in 1978. Happy 2026. Thank you for being with us this morning. We have an Afterthoughts puzzle coming up in just a moment. First, we want to make sure that it's no afterthought that we thank you for your support of SLB. Our 2025 fundraiser was a huge success. We raised $52,339.09 approximately. And we heard from 221 donors, including 43 new people. We're grateful for your support. I mentioned earlier, and wanted to mention again, you may have missed the opportunity. Ricky and I were still making donations to organizations we support as recently as yesterday, because we didn't get a chance to do that in some cases. The same is true here. We always welcome your support, and we can still count it towards this year's campaign. Visit slbradio.org/donate, or call us anytime this morning at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. You can also go to your checkbook and send a check to SLB, P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to 2026 6x6, an art show of community-made pieces limited to a 6x6-inch canvas. The 2026 6x6 art show will open on February 6th at Assemble, located at 4824 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. All proceeds will benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth. More information on the 2026 6x6 art show is available at assemblepgh.org/6x6.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's our Afterthoughts puzzle. Can you identify the word that naturally follows shadow, salt, and bread? Shadow, salt, and bread. One word naturally follows those. If you think you know the answer, I hope you'll get in touch.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Lightning Hopkins next at SLB. Good luck with our Afterthoughts puzzle.
It's a happy new year. Ain't gonna worry me to death. This is a happy new year. Ain't gonna worry me. mean it, dear. Don't think about Christmas, cause Christmas just never left. Christmas gone and New Year's on his way. Yes, get it, boy. Don't stop for nothing now. Wear it out. Tatter, it don't make it. I got a number, man. I got it for myself. I got it for myself. New Year done come and Christmas just never left.
Saturday Light Brigade, and Light and Hopkins before him. And we're going to have the correct answer coming up in a few moments. Boy, the phones have been busy today. Craig in Macon, Georgia, good morning to you. It's good to have you tuned in. We're looking for the word that naturally follows shadow, salt, and bread. We could add strong to that list as well. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer. So did Zach in Pittsburgh, Jim in Crafton Heights has it. Kim and Annie confidently came up with the correct answer. Patrick in South Park also has it. John in Economy Borough has it. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia suggests adding shoe, cardboard, and batters. Aline in Maine has it. Zach suggests adding think outside the. Bob in Washington has the correct answer. And Caden, along with Kim and Annie, knew the exact word we were looking for. Soap would be another good clue. And Tom points out you could add strong or window. Mike and Mars has the correct answer, as does Bruce and Ingram. Stu suggests adding score as a clue. And Mike has a great clue. Match. Pudge and Lamartine has the correct answer. And Regina, thank you for calling and for calling back. For some reason, I put Regina on hold, and our system just decided I don't know what it did, but you went away. But now you're here.
I think
here.
It locked me out.
it could be. I have no idea. Sometimes, not to sound like one of these people back in the old days, but you know, those good old phones when they were all made by one company and you could, you know, throw them and they'd still work. They were much more predictable and reliable. You can do a lot more with them today, but you at least kind of knew that when you pressed the button, you were going to get what you were going to get. How was your New Year's Eve?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Did you do anything?
Very, very good.
Anything special?
I just hung out, had a few drinks around the house, looked at the Christmas tree, danced a little, you know.
Yeah, that's
usual.
We got out our special snacks. You know, I don't think we had pizza rolls, but we had some pot stickers and little mini quiches. And I don't know where that tradition comes from. I think both of our parents did that sort of thing. And then Ricky made black beans. Or not black beans. Ricky, what are the beans?
Black-eyed
peas. Thank you. That was gonna bother. I know what you made.
Those are good luck.
Yeah, and we had a lot of fun doing that. Well, you figured this out before anybody. You got it really quickly. What word are we looking for?
We're looking for the word box.
Absolutely.
Yes.
A charged U shadow box and salt box and bread box and all of those other boxes that people gave as an example.
I once hit a salt box with my car.
Oh, no.
My first car. Yeah, it was okay, though. But I did. That's how I know what a salt box is.
Yeah, you know,
a little one.
There used to be salt boxes in our neighborhood in Avalon, and there aren't anymore. I don't know if those have been phased out over the years in other communities as well. I remember when we first moved, I didn't know what it was, and I'm thinking, what is this? They put this box out, and then I opened it up and quickly figured it out. But hitting one, that would be tough.
Yeah.
But
it was shocking. There was snow around it too, so it was kind of a surprise. But that was my first encounter with assault box.
Well, and you've lived to tell the story, which is good.
That's right.
Thank you for calling, and it's great to be able to talk to you as always.
Good to hear your voices. Have a wonderful day.
You too. That is Regina, who got the correct answer along with the other folks that I mentioned earlier. Susan Or it might have been the other Susan. She got the correct answer. So did Rich in Edinburgh. And Gail in Stanton Heights got the correct answer. Bill in Luciusboro, nice to have you listening with us. Bill got the correct answer. I meant to mention that Regina is on the north side. Have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes. Along on Facebook, Jess also came up with Box, and Ralph came up with the correct answer as well. As did Gary in Franklin Park, or Franklin, Pennsylvania.
Everything's fine, just don't look directly into my melting blue eyes. Some things take time to feel completely the girl. Wanna feel my feet on the ground. Faces bleed into each other. Are you an enemy or a brother? Wanna become one with the sound. Seal them up tight now so no one can hear them. Everything's fine, just don't look directly into my melting blue eyes.
Avi Diamond, live on the Saturday Light Brigade from July 8th. 2017. And I've got a few more text messages and emails to acknowledge. I mentioned Gary and Franklin a moment ago. The Kelly family is in Southold, New York, and they knew we were looking for the word box, as did Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights. Linda, representing half of the dynamic duo, got the correct answer. Jim in Crafton Heights suggested adding gear and letter as clues, as in gearbox and letterbox. Patrick of Stanton Heights also got the correct answer. Well done. If you've just found us, we're so glad you did. This is a place you can always count on for good company. Some pastimes that allow us to be with each other, puzzles and games, and music we hope you'll enjoy as well. We also celebrate birthdays, and it's time to do that right now. January 3rd today, Sophia, happy birthday to you from your family. Vanessa, happy birthday to you. I understand your card is in a place of honor. And husband Larry wishes you a happy birthday, as do we. Maggie, from Darren and Dana and John and your whole family. Maggie is in Grove City. Evan of Mount Lebanon, from Lynn, Eric, and Logan, and David of Jacksonville, Oregon, from wife Lori and kids Kate and Anna. Happy birthday to you. Turning to July 5th, we have Allie of Mount Lebanon, from Mom, Dad, and Emma. Keely from Dad Bill and Mom Bettina. Kim, happy birthday to you from husband Ross and kids Kate and Luke. And Steve of Anchorage, Alaska. Happy birthday, Steve. Kevin, also on January 5th, from wife Alana, son Nico, and daughter Vivian. Finally, on the 5th, we have Tori of Shaler, from your family. On January 6th, Eli of Squirrel Hill, from Mom and Dad and Mia. Julia, from your family, and Natalie and Mark, twins of Cranberry Township. Happy birthday to both of you. Turning to January 7th, David, from your father, Bob, of Sewickley. Maria, from Cynthia in Irwin, as well as Joan and Lisa in Regent Square. Kate of Oregon. From David and Lori and sister Anna. Allison of Butler. From Mom and Mark. Julie of Upper St. Clair. From parents Barb and Norm. Siblings Nathan, Rebecca, and Catherine. Marley of Elizabeth, happy birthday to you on January 7th. On January 8th, Bill from wife Martha, Jamie of Penn Hills, from Mom and Dad, Allie of Cecil, from your family, happy birthday, Sammy, happy birthday to you. Who's active at our youth media center. Sammy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Alexis Thompson, happy birthday to you on January 8th, from your friends at SLB. And Jennifer also celebrates on January 8th. On the 9th, we have Alexandra of Gibsonia, Anne of Chippewa, Abby of Squirrel Hill, and Jade of Hazelwood. We would love to include you in the Saturday Light Brigade Birthday Club.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a person in uniform. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, and